Benjamin sent Eliza and Jeremiah up to bed early, despite their protests, and asked Jonah to sit at the kitchen table. Then he pulled his wife aside into the study, away from Jonah, and they began to talk in low whispers. Jonah moved a little closer to see if he could overhear anything, but they were speaking too softly. Finally, his parents came back in and sat down, his dad placing his Bible on the table. "Jonah," his father began, "like I said, there is something we need to discuss with you." "What is it?" Jonah said, on the edge of his seat. His parents both seemed very nervous, and he felt like he was going to explode with curiosity. His mother looked at him and swallowed hard before she spoke. "Jonah, you are not entirely human. You're mostly human, just not totally." She paused, and they both took shaky sips of coffee, watching Jonah's reaction and letting the word sink in.
"Not totally human? What in the world does that mean?"
"Well," she said, gathering herself, "try not to be alarmed, son, but you're actually part angel." Jonah's head started to spin. Try not to be alarmed? She must be joking. That was the only explanation he could come up with. She was getting ready to burst out laughing any second now.
"You're kidding, right?"
Jonah asked, but neither one of them was smiling. "No, we're not joking," his dad said. "We are entirely serious." Jonah breathed in sharply.
"I'm part angel? Mom, Dad, seriously?"
His father glanced at Eleanor, and she nodded. "You are one quarter angel, to be exact. You are what's known as a quarterling. We suspected that there would come a day when there would be something unique about you that would present itself. We just didn't think it would be so soon." Eleanor put her hand firmly on Benjamin's arm as he took an extra-large gulp of coffee. "Jonah," his mom said, "I need you to listen and accept what we are telling you. This is a very, very serious thing, and very real. Now, you and your brother and sister never knew my parents. And what your father and I have always told you is
that they died before we were born,"
Jonah said, jumping in to finish her sentence.
"You never told us anything else. So you're saying there's a lot more to it than that?"
"Yes, there is," she said calmly. "We wanted you to grow up with as normal a childhood as possible, so we never told you about them. Or me, for that matter. Or you." Eleanor glanced at Benjamin again, and he continued this time. "In order to understand who you are, you need to know the truth about your family. Your grandmother, Francine, was a lonely, troubled woman, always searching for something but never finding what she needed. What only Elohim could give her, of course. But sadly, she never turned to him. Instead, she let someone else into her life, a man who called himself Victor Grace." Eleanor grimaced at the coffee circling around in her cup. "Victor was very handsome, very charming. He took his time and swept her off her feet. She was in love and was fully convinced that the feeling was mutual. When Victor asked her to marry him, Francine, of course, said yes. But even though she had always wanted a big family wedding, Francine didn't invite anyone at all to the ceremony. Looking back, it's clear to see that he pulled her away from all of her friends and family, one by one, until he was the only person in her life."